This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning version of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America, and to all the military men and women listening to us right now as across the country as well as around the world via satellite. Thank you very much for what you're doing, and to all of our first responders, too, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard for helping keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. And let's not forget about our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, that transport people all around the country. Now, don't forget, you can check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things that we have over there for you. All righty, joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, Kyle, I want to give a special shout-out to everybody that was over in Ybor City Saturday night. We had a great event there, a lot of very enthusiastic supporters of the president and of America in general, a lot of red, white, and blue over there. Had some motorcycles out on the street to kind of turn some heads, especially when they turned on all the pretty lights that they got that they run around with at night, with the blue lights here and the red lights there and green lights over here and whatnot. You know, different colored motorcycles have different colored lights underneath to make them look sharp. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yeah, we had some really good bikes there as well. And to everybody that showed up, we really appreciate it. Now, Kyle, the president has received an intelligence briefing on Iran by his military people. And what to hit if we strike Iran over the Saudi attack. So what do you think is coming next?
Well, you know, Captain, I would expect that the president has a lot of different options, and I don't think he's going to talk too much about the specifics of the different options, but, of course, an oil field was hit in Saudi Arabia. I would wonder if the president might...
Two refineries and the oil field as well.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would think that there might be a response in kind if and when it comes to that. But of course, the president also taking action against Iran's central bank, and this has been described as sort of their last source of cash. Ironically, because President Obama is not in a position to give them $150 billion in cash, as far as we know at this point. So the Iranian government is still being squeezed. But I would think that whatever the response might be, whatever the attack might be, it will be awesome in the eyes of the Iranian government.
Not one thing will be done until they go to the United Nations, Saudi Arabia, that is, and they plead their case with the aid of the United States, verifying some of the information. information that will be released by the Saudis. But the second part of this is the president said that he has no intention at all of meeting with Iran at the UN when the world leaders gather again here in about another week or two.
Well, that's right. And, of course, that's being echoed by the Iranian leader, basically. And no surprise there, of course. But, of course, it's much more important of what President Trump has said. President Trump, typically will meet to talk with people. That seems to be his nature. But, obviously, I think this particular situation, Captain, has really galvanized the president. He's not going to somehow try to go and talk with the Iranian leader under these circumstances. And I don't think anybody begrudges him for that.
No, and if they run into each other in the hallway, maybe that'll be a circumstance where they might wave at each other or somebody might say something or who knows what. But as far as going out of their way, no, neither one of them's going to do that. But again, I will repeat what I said. This will go before the United Nations. Nothing will be done until the case is pleaded before the United Nations. Will we need to have the permission of Saudi Arabia to do something? Perhaps. Will the world need to look down and say that this never happened? I doubt it, because there's going to be more people that when they see the proof, how are they going to doubt what's there?
Well, exactly right, and that's precisely why you have that.
And we're not talking about the Colin Powell stuff either. We're talking about legitimate, solid proof as to where these missiles were fired from and where the drones came from.
Well, exactly right, and that's why, again, this is an attack upon Saudi Arabia. If and when Iran tries to extend these kinds of hostilities, I think the president has a long list of things that he could do militarily, but you're right. It's all got to start with this process.
And, of course, Saudi Arabia says anybody that launches any attack against them will be considered an enemy, and they'll attack them back. That was the tough words of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. I think what we're going to do, this is just me, I think what we're going to do is we're going to strike Iranian Revolutionary Guard targets hard. We're going to destroy a bunch of them, including that naval base where those swift craft boats come out to go after the tankers and whatnot. I believe we're going to just absolutely flatten them.
And that could very well be, because those would be the first points of attack that could make it the United States.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Then we're going to get into some political stuff here. A lot of political things over the weekend. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us. What's on your mind?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody. The Captain's America Third Watch, this segment, Monday morning segment, brought to you by Relief Factor. And by the way, the other night at the event in Ybor City, I had some Relief Factor with me, and somebody saw me opening up the packet and taking it, which I did right after I had something to eat, because that's what I do at night. And they said to me, they said, was that the Relief Factor? And I said, yeah. They said, well, how come you're taking it? And I said, well, number one, my ankle is bothering me right now because of having to walk a quarter of a mile to come over here on some uneven streets and sidewalks and this, that, and the other. And I'm taking it for a little maintenance. And they said, does that really work? And I said, well, it will in about 10 or 15 minutes. And they came back and checked with me a little while later, and they said, how are you feeling? I said, I'm feeling great. Swelling's down on my ankle, and it feels like I can tolerate the night tonight. But if you're struggling like I am from arthritis pain, back pain, ankle pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, whatever kind of pain it is, and muscle aches too, let me tell you about Relief Factor, because it works for me. I use the product, and I have for over 3 years. Now, they have a $19.95 3-week quick start, which is where you can start. So it's $19.95 plus shipping and handling, about $5 to $7, somewhere in that range. And you get it within 3 to 5 days. And after 3 weeks, if it works, you're going to know it. If it doesn't, all you got to do is say, okay, I don't need any more. And that's it. End of story. But at least you tried something to try to help you with your situation. And right now, the statistics are such that over 75% of the people that buy the product stay on the product. Now, that's relieffactor.com/captain is the website. Relieffactor.com/captain is the website. The 3-week, $19.95. Quick start. Try it today. See what happens. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
AOC. is in the news for all the wrong reasons. She apparently is putting enough pressure on Nancy Pelosi to where Nancy Pelosi has very subtly said again, well, you know, we might have to consider impeachment after all, because AOC is just leading the way, pointing the way, suggesting that impeachment is back on the table because of the fact that she's accused the Democrats of ignoring it.
Well, right, yeah. They, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is, you know, trying to pull out all the stops here, even going so far, Captain, as to say that it's been a national scandal that the President Trump hasn't been impeached yet. You know, and even the other day, Elizabeth Warren, said that Congress essentially had been derelict in its duty. It's, you know, it's not doing what it's supposed to do, and all this kind of stuff. And that's, they're trying to get a critical mass thing happening, but it's not going to happen. I think one of the big story here is Nancy Pelosi demonstrating such a lack of leadership in the face of what is obviously something that is designed to tear the country apart, not just by the act of impeachment, but by this sort of fear and intimidation of for what? They're going to turn their Twitter followers against Nancy Pelosi? Is that what she's afraid of?
Yeah.
Or simply can she not simply say, hey, you know, you don't represent the will of the people generally in this country, and you don't represent what the Democrat Party should be all about.
Well, Nancy P. Lousy, okay, let's get that straight. Nancy P. Lousy is hinting at impeachment over Trump's Ukraine call. She said, well, if he did that and if he said this, then we're going to impeach him because we got to do that because that's a terrible, terrible thing. Never mind Joe Biden and what he did, threatening the Ukrainian government to hold back their money if they didn't do a certain thing with a prosecutor that was going after his beloved son.
Well, that's right, and that should be an earth-shattering story in and of itself.
It is to me.
Yeah, and what we're learning now is that evidently this whistleblower, a so-called whistleblower, may not have direct knowledge of what was said on the phone call specifically. That's why, again, it may be in the president's best interest, even though he shouldn't have to do this, but that is to verify what the transcripts of the call say. And but of course, what Nancy Pelosi is glomming onto here is the exact thing that you'll see a bunch of other Democrats in the high profile Democrats trying to do and say, well, if true, see there, here we go again. If true, then we better get in there and start impeaching him.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing, you know, President Trump better not jaywalk or something mm-hmm. because they'll try to impeach him for that.
Well, here's what the gift that keeps on giving, who's no longer going to be a presidential candidate. I'll make a prediction 2 weeks, three at the most, he's out, Cory Booker, because he can't raise any money. Gee, maybe it's because his message sucks, or maybe he does. But anyway, here's what he had to say about the Ukrainian thing.
What do you make of what you're hearing about potential contacts with the Ukraine from Trump allies or even this whistleblower call about a call with a foreign leader?
I don't like overly dramatic statements, but this is the most corrupt administration of my lifetime. A whistleblower from the intelligence community. What he's accused the president of is stunning. This should be crippling Washington right now with the implications of what this whistleblower has said.
Now, let me stop for a second, because what was crippling and what should have stopped Washington, D.C. was Hillary Clinton and what she was doing with the Russian dossier and all that stuff, and Barack Obama and what he was doing with Iran and all the things going on behind, and the sitting there with the Russian president, not Putin, but the Russian president saying, you can tell Vladimir that after this election is over, I'll have a much freer hand to do things with him. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Somebody misspoke the other day on a conservative side and said, well, he told Putin he was going to... No, he didn't. He told the Russian president to tell Putin.
Right, and Medvedev immediately said, okay, I tell Vladimir about this, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. And that's a hot mic. I mean, that's when somebody thought, President Obama in particular, that thought that, hey, you know, I'm having this private conversation, and he wasn't talking for the cameras at that point. This was down and dirty, send a message to the leader in Russia, the real leader in Russia.
And I want to say hello to Steve. To Steve in Thailand, because he's saying Nancy Pelosi. That's another good one. Eli said, pardon me, while we're saying hello to Allen, Nebraska, hello to Catwoman Road Dog there, about 100 miles away from Laredo, going to do a turnaround, flip right around, go right back north again. And let's see, hello to, I see here, hello to Paul. And hello to Ed, the trucker Ed, and to Sue, who's listening in right now. And Sue's trying to find me a place over closer to her so that she doesn't have to drive as far to have lunch with the captain.
Very cool.
Oh, boy. Some people, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told her. I said, well, they better give active duty military veterans a discount and first responders, too, or we ain't going.
Yes, exactly. Very cool.
Yeah, because that's the way it works. Now, what happened in Houston over the weekend is nothing short of phenomenal, with the Indian Prime Minister, Mr. Modi, who not only endorsed the president at a rally in Houston of 50,000 Indian Americans, but wow. I mean, all I can say to that is wow.
Yeah, wow is absolutely right. And of course, a lot of this, Captain, has to do, again, with the idea that, you know, you have people who are interested in the economic successes that President Trump is helping to create in this country. And even though you have a majority percentage, about 65 of Indian Americans typically lean towards the Democrat Party, but President Trump is actually changing a lot of these kinds of things. People are seeing what he's doing, the fact that he's literally sticking to his guns, but, you know, in okay. more ways than one, and they're responding.
Now, the reason that I'm stopping you kind of sort of right there is because of what's going on in Minnesota right now. Democrats in Minnesota are turning away from the Democratic Party and turning towards President Donald Trump because of the great job he's been doing, and people are leaving the Democratic Party in Minnesota in droves right now.
Yeah, and this is so key. And
you hear anybody talking about it?
Well, no, not in the big media stations and so forth, and at all, because it's not the right narrative. But I did see one quote earlier, Captain, where a person was talking about the idea that more or less the Republicans seem to be more the party of people who work for a living, the working people, and that's the message President Trump is giving.
And and several police unions, and I'll cut you out here right now because we're going to go to break. Several police unions have come out and already endorsed President Trump for 2020, and that's a huge move on the part of the police who have been trashed by the Democratic Party. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump confirms he did discuss former Vice President Joe Biden and corruption allegations in a phone call with Ukraine's president. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey tells NBC's Meet the Press not all the facts are in yet.
It is not appropriate for any candidate for federal office, certainly including a sitting president, to ask for assistance from a foreign country. That's not appropriate, but I don't know that that's what happened here.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is trying diplomacy to ease tensions with Iran. Iran is denying it had anything to do with an attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities. Pompeo tells ABC's This Week, don't believe what you hear.
Came from the north. It was a sophisticated attack. These weapon systems had ranges that could not have come from the Houthis. It is crazy for anyone to assert that they did. I mean, it is literally nuts on its face.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And I don't know if Wayne's going to come on this week or not. I'm going to ask him about it tomorrow and see if he wants to come on. But we'll let you know. But anyway, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Monday morning edition, is brought to you by my very good friends at Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. And they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They insure over 21 million drivers. Now, your local Geico agent can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. Certainly the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe the motorcycle that you're driving. And they offer coverage also for your ATV, your boat, your RV, your snowmobile, your jet ski, your wave runner. And they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. So don't forget, Geico, G-E-I-C-O. Go to geico.com to find out more. Type in your zip code, and voila, you will have who the name of your local agent is. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We were talking in the last segment, and actually the first segment, too, a little bit, about Joe Biden and his son and the Ukraine thing and all that, right?
Oh, yes.
And he got kind of miffed at one of the Fox reporters over the weekend and says, ask the right question, or something like that, when he asked him about what this statement was. And by the way, he's the one that started it, because here's the statement that he made at the Foreign Relations, the Council on Foreign Relations Summit late last week.
I was
not I, but it just happened to be that was the assignment I got. I got all the good ones. So I got Ukraine. And I remember going over convincing our team, our others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired.
Okay. Who is the prosecutor investigating?
Hunter Biden.
And he had him fired because he was investigating him, and maybe, just maybe, they might have found out that Hunter Biden got, $1.5 million? Is that how much money he got? It was $1 billion.
I'm not sure the exact amount, but yes, it was pretty big.
Yeah, I think it was $1.5 million, so I'll go with that one. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But he got $1.5 million for a job that he never took. He never did anything. He just got $1.5 million to be whatever it was they wanted him to be.
Yeah, and
not alone, not alone, a job.
Well, right. Well, you know, part of the controversy, Captain, of this so-called whistleblower story is, you know, the idea that is there a quid pro quo or something, you know, in exchange for something else. But, of course, there doesn't appear to be any of that kind of
thing. You know, when I hear this quid pro, you know what I'm saying. When I hear that, all I can think of is, okay, some attorneys got in a room and dreamed this one up.
Right. Well, but in
good
case,
Lord.
Yeah, but in this case, they're saying, look, fire the prosecutor or no money. If you don't do this, you don't get that. Or
yep.
If you do this, you get that. And so that's exactly the story that everyone in the liberal media is going apoplectic about, but mm-hmm. they're going about it from a rumor and not an actual story that's
speaking,
really done.
Speaking of firing people, President Trump has told Justice Kavanaugh he should sue the New York Times for everything that they're worth.
Well, you know,
I would.
Well, sure. Well, what was done to Justice Kavanaugh is so abhorrent and terrible that it actually set back, the whole idea of trying to go after people who've actually done bad things to women or use their power or this kind of thing, and it's a very, very sad thing. This kind of went beyond the rough and tumble world of politics. You know, everybody understands that. You got
a woman that doesn't remember what happened, number
yeah.
one. You got a man who wasn't even there that says, well, I heard. I mean, come on.
Well, exactly. And so part of the only thing sometimes that the big media elite understand, perhaps, is stuff that hits their pocketbook. So if he were to do such a thing and be victorious in it, it might send a big message.
Yeah.
And, I mean, because obviously, you know, it should be about all the news that's fit to print. But when you just print stuff, that's bad.
In the meantime, Pocahontas is now tied with Biden in Iowa, and he ought to be shaking in his tracks right now.
Well, sure. I think Biden's taking hits not only because of the renewed thing of the whistleblower story and what all that dredges up, but also Biden is his own worst enemy out there on the campaign trail. And, you know, but at the same time, is Elizabeth Warren rising because she's amazing or something like that, or is she sort of in the view of the primary voters, is she the least worst choice they could make at this
point? How about it's the free stuff she keeps promising? Because I listened to one of her speeches in Iowa, and she was giving away just about everything except the kitchen fence.
Right. Well, and part of the thing, one of the polls I saw sort of indicated as well that a lot of these different voters, and by the way, you mentioned Cory Booker earlier, he's polling way, way down, about 3%.
So is Kamala Harris.
And Kamala Harris dropped, that's right, she dropped a full percentage point.
She's below Amy Klobuchar.
That's right. I mean, this is big time problems for the Kamala Harris campaign. But part of the thing is some of these voters have indicated that they still could change their mind, could be influenced by another candidate.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to watch just, you know, how dynamic these, the support really goes for these candidates. But the big top three, Biden, Warren, Sanders, may be where this is all gonna, the horse race is gonna be.
Now, Israel, just had an election. Bibi Netanyahu lost his majority, not by much. They're trying to put together a majority, and the suggestion has been made by the Israeli president, not Benjamin Netanyahu, but the Israeli president, he, after all, is the prime minister, that he puts together a government along with Mr. Gantz, the opponent. The two of them, with their plurality, go ahead and put together a government. And the way that would work, my understanding is, the prime minister for the first couple of years or whatever would be Bibi Netanyahu, and then after that it would be Mr. Gantz.
Well, it's an interesting thing, and they're obviously trying to find a way through what is clearly a divided situation, no doubt. But there's the old thing about, you know, in politics, you know, the sausage has to be made, and I don't know that they've gone through all the process yet of actually making the sausage, which nobody wants to see being done, obviously, and we'll see what they might be able to come up with, but they do need to have something, happen very, very soon because of the situation that's brewing with Iran and the region there.
By the way, Nancy Pelosi, as in a quote from yesterday, says, a Democrat most certainly will beat Trump in 2020. Well, I've got news for her. The polls are not showing that right now. I think she's been drinking again.
Well, I think she's saying stuff like that because to some degree they have to. I mean, that is her brand, and she's got to, you know, look like perhaps maybe she's just sort of being positive or trying to get people to go along with that kind of idea. But Nancy Pelosi has really let down the American people because she will not stand up to the squad. She hasn't really said, you know, let's legislate with the Republicans. Let's get some things done. Let's get things that the president will sign, and let's try to move forward. And because now they have no foundation, they have no record over the last 3 years. Now,
well, here's what they have. They have lie after lie after lie after lie, and every one of them has cost the American taxpayer millions of dollars in the investigations.
Well, that's right, and she's got these, you know, people like Adam Schiff in charge of the Intelligence Committee, for goodness sake. You know,
And high water pants Nadler.
And Nadler and his, you know, this ongoing weird obsession, which is evidently what it is, but they're not doing the work that Congress should be doing.
And let me stop you for a second, because here comes the music. And as a result of that, Omar's going to get beat, Tlaib's going to get beat, and so isn't the other one there. I can't think
AOC.
Of it. Oh, AOC. They're all going to get beat because they haven't brought home the bacon. Yep. Kyle, we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. Remember that, because they've all got challengers, and some of them have got two or three challengers. Remember that. And by the way, AOC could have a big surprise. Her congressional opponent that she beat, the congressman, may be coming back. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350-350.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Boogie tune called Race Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair ride, feet look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
All right. righty, Ray Carlisle, Rooster Cruising there for you tonight. A little trucker's lingo. By the way, cluck, cluck, chicken truck, right? You guys know where I'm going with that one. All righty. The Trucker's Byway, Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Stop into one of the brand new Pilot travel centers out there. You're going to be pleasantly surprised, let me tell you. Okay. Here we go. We not only have to tell you about the continental U.S., but we also got to tell you about Bermuda and the Caribbean, because we've got not one, but two tropical storms off there to the east tonight. Now, moisture from the remnants of Lorena will contribute to heavy rain, strong to severe thunderstorms, and possible flooding across the southwest through Tuesday. Now, we'll see how that all works out. In addition, tropical storm watches are in effect for Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and our listeners down there that are listening to us right now, you are well aware of what that means. Now, we're talking tropical storm. We're not talking hurricane. A little bit of a different story there, but you still need to prepare. And tropical storm Karen is the one that's moving in there, as tropical storm Karen is forecast to approach on Tuesday. But we've got tropical storm Jerry that's going to make another run at the Bermuda Islands Bermuda just got struck by this last storm that went up through there, and they're going to get hit again. This will be a tropical storm, not a hurricane, thank goodness. So maybe they'll get let off, luckily, easily, but I kind of doubt it. But you folks there, you got to prepare too. So don't forget that out west California tonight, we have an elevated fire weather threat expected for portions of California through Tuesday and into Wednesday. So here we go with what we got. Starting out in Florida, because we do have some weather over on the east coast of Florida tonight, we do have some rain showers between Lake Okeechobee and Daytona over in the east side of Florida tonight, so be advised of that. And other than that, it's got clear, you've got pretty much clear sailing all the way up through I-95 all the way to Maine and Nova Scotia. Looking good on I-75, weather-wise, you look good till you get up into Michigan, then you'll run into some rain in Michigan coming from west to east right now, and that should pretty much continue on and off during the course of the day. Over on I-77 going north, you look pretty good going up there through the mountains, but you may have some rain around Lake Erie near Cleveland. And there's some rain tonight on I-90 between Buffalo and the Ripley, Pennsylvania state line right now on I-90. Now, let's go over to the central part of the country before I move back down onto I-10. In Missouri, in central Missouri, over into Kansas City, you have got fog, a dense fog advisory there tonight. That may get a little bit worse as the night goes along. I'll keep my eyes on it. In the central part of Iowa, you've got some unsettled weather conditions for some possible rain there. Now I'm going to come all the way back down to southeastern Texas. You still have flood watches and warnings as the rivers are not done cresting yet. And that area, Beaumont, Texas, over towards Houston, a number of roads still underwater over there, and it's going to take a real long time for them to come out from under all that stuff because of the fact that this is the second time they've had this in the last, like, 5 or 6 years. Now, going out into California, I-10, I-8, you're looking good that way. I-40 and I-20 looking good that way. I-30 looking good that way. Not too bad. Catwoman and Road Dog, you should have clear sailing up through there tonight. I don't see anything to bother you, weather-wise anyway. And then I-40, you're going to have a little bit of a problem in New Mexico. The problem is going to be the temperature, because there's a hard freeze warning in the higher elevations around Albuquerque to the north and going up into Colorado. So if you're on I-25, headed up into Colorado, it's going to get a little cool as you go north of Albuquerque. You'll hit it around Albuquerque, and then there's a hard freeze warning further north. Now, up in the northeastern part of Wyoming, you've got some frost warnings and freeze warnings up in there, too. You've also got some unsettled weather conditions with the possibility of a few showers along the line in South Dakota and maybe even North Dakota. And then up in Washington State, looking pretty good there, might have a little bit of fog towards Seattle tonight. Those of you listening up there, be prepared for that in case that does happen. And there is another weather system, it looks like, that's coming ashore in the northern part of California on down towards San Francisco. So it looks like we got something else brewing out there. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at your local Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And, pardon me, and the Pilots, if you stop in there and tell them that the captain sent you, you're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee. That's number one this time of the night. Now, you may get something different, but you'll get a free cup of coffee. And for those mugs they've got, those travel mugs, if you buy one of those, they treat them as a refill. So that's a pretty good deal there, too. Now, the other thing is, and Catwoman and Road Dog, I see your little thing there. Yeah, you know what I mean, chicken truck. You, yep, you guys have got it. That's right. But anyway, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, of course, our friends over at the Pilots and the Flying J's, you're liable to go in there, and this is what's surprising. You could find at Arby's, at Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's, that's a sit-down restaurant, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, one of the full-service Cinnabons, a Huddle House, anybody in the South knows what that is, and a Moe's Southwest Grill, very popular out there in New Mexico, Arizona, and Southern California. And you might even find a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, too. But all great little changes to what used to be a hot dog and a bag of chips and a cup of coffee or a soda. And that's about all you could get, but not anymore. They've come a long way, baby. So stop by your Pilot or Flying J. And Flying J, I don't need to tell you about those places. They've always been around, and they've really been tremendous for what they've done. They've made some changes over time, too, and they've gotten better at what they do, and some of the larger Flying J's have put in truck service and tire repair and whatnot, and some of them have truck washes there, too, or they're located in a place where they might have a truck wash right beside them or thereabouts, like a Blue Beacon or something like that. But your Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Make sure you stop in there. Now, I'm going to be taking a trip here, let's see. In about another 2 weeks, I'm going to Orlando, so I'm going to stop by the one over east as I go into Polk County, and I'm looking forward to that. And then I got a trip lined up. I'm going to be headed north, so I'll be stopping up in the northern part of the state. And if Scott James calls me, I'll be going to Valdosta. How about that? All righty. Okie dokie. I will be right back, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.